Mick chocolate bars more expensive. That's what the legendary TV cook Delia Smith is calling for. The veteran cook told Channel 4's Jon Snow, tackling sugar was an addiction and making chocolate more expensive may be worth trying. She's faced a backlash after claiming sugar is just as addictive as cigarettes. Let's have a listen to what she said.
If I go and fill my car up with petrol, there's an advert for chocolate. All the time I'm standing filling my car up, I'm looking at this chocolate advert. Then I get into the garage and there's like walkways full of confectionery. It's on the table when I pay.
But so what does one do? Do you tax sugar?
I think maybe you could make chocolate bars more expensive, yes.
But hits the poor, doesn't it? I mean, if you're stuck for a meal, it's a chocolate bar and a bag of crisps.
Yes, but that isn't helping you. So, I mean, I would say the government needs to educate people.
Now, is taxing chocolate the answer to tackling the nation's sugar obsession? Emma Wolfe with us today. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the journalist, Andrea McVeigh. What do you think, Andrea?
Well, I think there speaks the voice of a multimillionaire. I mean, I've never heard anything so la-di-da in my life. Delia Smith talking about taxing chocolate bars. Now, I am a complete chocoholic, but I eat it, a lot of it, but I don't eat it all day, every day. And the whole idea of taxing chocolate bars, I mean, it's a treat. People have a titter of wit. I mean, they know when they're eating too much. Eat one chocolate bar, don't eat 10 chocolate bars. And I actually think it's a disgrace to suggest taxing them when there's tons of other things that are bad for it. And in fact, Delia Smith's own recipes, I mean, I remember making her pancakes once, which basically involved a tub of lard. And, you know, to make them nice, and chefs always add sugar and lard and fat and butter and things like that. So I think it's absolutely ridiculous. There are health benefits to dark chocolate, and yes, there's sugar in it. But small amounts of dark chocolate can be good for your heart, good for your brain, and increases blood flow, enhances your mood, helps control blood sugar level, and it's full of antioxidants. And the thing is, people are wise. I mean, they don't need to be told what to do. They don't need to be taxed. Why push it onto the consumer? I don't think there's, you know, there is an obesity epidemic in this country, but I don't think it's purely down to chocolate bars.
Emma?
I'd agree in that the slimmest people I know definitely are the people that do eat chocolate and that they enjoy it in moderation. And the minute people start talking about a fat tax or a sugar tax, it's a way of shifting responsibility. I think people need to... There is an argument to reduce the amount of sugar and salt in products, in processed food. And I think healthy food should be cheaper. You never see in supermarkets, really, the big deals on fruit and veg. And actually, fruit and veg are quite expensive nowadays. But
the question is...
People are not getting obese on chocolate bars. They're getting obese because they don't take responsibility and they eat fried food, takeaways, and they eat vast quantities of them.
But the question is this...
To blame the government or to blame the food producers or to blame anyone else is absolutely ridiculous.
Why should we be...
way of getting obese.
Why should we be taxing sugar, Emma? That's the question.
Because sugar is... It's not as addictive as cigarettes. Nicotine is the most addictive substance, even more addictive than heroin. But sugar is in... There are vast amounts of sugar in really simple foods like children's cereal, like tin soup, things that you don't even realise. So it does actually make people... It sends them on these sugar ups and downs, these crashes where they withdraw and want more and more and more sugar. But, Andrew's absolutely right, Delia's melting chocolate pudding has 110 grams of golden caster sugar and 200 grams of dark chocolate in it. So she is a hypocrite.
I think she's a complete hypocrite. And also, isn't just sugar the trendy thing at the minute that we're all supposed to be worried about? I mean,
yeah,
every
exactly.
Sunday supplement has some sort of recipe selection pull-out section about giving up sugar and sugar-free recipes. I mean, isn't it sort of the bogeyman of the moment where it used to be butter or it used to be something else and now it's sugar? In the 70s, when I was a child, I had cornflakes for breakfast every morning with a spoonful of sugar on top. But, you know, I was slim, I was young, I was healthy, I was running out playing with my friends on the street. I mean, everything in moderation. Also, when I was a child, I remember licking butter off a spoon. I get it as a teaspoon of butter and I'm just licking it. I loved it so much. But, you know, I was as skinny as a rake. There was nothing on me. And I think, you know, we're just having this idea that sugar's the bad guy. Well, you know, I think people can moderate their food intake and they don't need to be dictated to, as I say, by multimillionaires, chefs who have made a fortune on peddling high-calorie foods on us.
And can I just come in? The real the villains in this piece are the food companies. The government have a thing called the Responsibility Deal, and that's to reduce the levels of sugar and salt in all our processed foods. But they don't. 41 food companies have pulled out of that deal because they want to keep us hooked. They want to keep people hooked on sugar and salt, and that's why we have a massive obesity crisis in this country.
But the other argument is that
people are not taking responsibility for what they put in their mouth.
But if I buy a bar of chocolate, and I can understand people on low incomes or in any sort of income reaching for a bar of chocolate when they go into a garage, a petrol station when they're filled up, or with petrol, or if they're in a supermarket, or if they're going to a corner shop.
But then don't
buy a bar of chocolate. I know what it's going to be like. I bought a pack of oranges, and every single one of them was rotten, and they were organic oranges. And I thought, you know what? If I had bought a bar of chocolate, at least I know where I stand. At least I know what I'm getting out of it. I'm getting a bit of a sugar
rush. It would have tasted nicer as well.
It would have tasted nicer, and it's
no, Stephen, oranges are good.
Pack organic oranges compared to chocolate. Wise up.
And if they cost about five times as much, and every single one of them was rotten.
What do you say,
yeah,
Emma?
And also fruit and vegetable is way too expensive, and that's why people start saying junk food is cheaper, which is ridiculous, but it's another excuse that they're saying that they can't afford healthy food.
Why don't we do it the other way around? Paul Hamill asks on Twitter this morning. Why don't we make healthy food cheaper instead of sugary food more expensive?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been arguing for. I think that there should be deals on apples and on pears and on bananas and on vegetables and things like that, instead of which. But I also think that I do really think that the Delia Smith words were twisted. If you have a quick look at the interview with Jon Snow, she says there's too much sugar in things, and he immediately puts the words into her mouth and says chocolate bars like that. So it's been tweeted up into a bit of a storm. But I can see what she's trying to get at. Is that we need education. She was really calling for education for healthy eating, and that we need to re-educate our palates. And you know what? It's true. If you start to cut salt out of your food and sugar, you start to notice it a lot more, and you realise how hooked you've become. It's like if you're trying to reduce sugar in your cups of tea, you go down to sort of
I'm on day 27 now, right? I was doing the juice and vegetable diet. And
Stephen, diets don't work.
Well, don't
why
start me about that.
That.
Because I'm fat. That's what. That's why I'm doing it. I'm fat.
90% of dieters regain the weight. You need to just eat in moderation.
I can't eat in moderation. Well, I tell you what, I'm eating in moderation now. I'm eating virtually nothing. I'm eating 600 calories a day at the minute because I come off the juice system down to these little bars, 200 calories each. Do not try anything like this at home unless you have any dietary supervision. And let me tell you, my palate hasn't changed. I could actually...
But you're
I could actually get an...
Because you're on 600 calories, so you're going to be ravenous. And then you will flip and you will just start to eat everything.
Actually, my hunger has nearly disappeared. But the psychological thought of mini eggs and chocolate and burgers and a gravy chip and a fish supper... And curly whirlies. I could actually get an army and kill for a curly whirly.
But exactly. Stephen, do you think really, the thing really is, everybody knows like smoking is bad for you, yet people still smoke. People know that eating 10 chocolate bars a day isn't a good idea.
But then we listen to people like Emma telling us that our palate has changed. I'll tell you one thing, my palate hasn't changed.
No, but listen, with smoking it's simple. You just have to not smoke. There's nothing good about smoking. But with eating, Stephen, you have to re-educate yourself. So that you eat healthy food and you're not having massive cravings. You've just said you could invade Russia for a bloody curly whirly.
I didn't say Russia.
Okay, but you said you would take a small army into the curly whirly, you know.
It's a curly whirly.
You're not re-educating your eating habits at all. What happens if someone invites you out for a meal? You can't say, oh, I'm on a juice fast and I'm only having a small bar of, you know, replacement meal or whatever per day. It's not sustainable in the long term. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you for depressing me. Thank you, Andrew McVeigh. Morning to you.